Hello, and welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. My name is Aprilian. I'm on the Balgun server and currently on Earthen Ring, and this is being recorded on Sunday, April 1st, 2007. It's episode 18 entitled World of Warcraft. Is it cool and fun or a complete waste of time? Let me give you a little background to that last statement. It's based on some things that happened to me this week. I went out to dinner with some friends, and it was basically to celebrate my birthday. Another couple and my husband and I. And I had taken the day off and spent most of the time, of course, playing World of Warcraft. And had a great time. I'm really loving Alea Iacta Est, the guild from the Instant Podcast on Earthen Ring. And I had gotten a lot of neat things done, and I felt like I had accomplished a lot. And I was looking forward to the weekend because we were going to do another raid. I really love raiding with the guild. It's just so awesome how many people turn out and how far we go, and just the sight of us running through Alliance territory. It's so cool. And I think I had even done some good leveling and got some stuff created on Friday. So I'm feeling like, oh wow, this was a really good day. And you know, when I'm sure all of you have experienced this, you're in a social group and people are talking about things. Sometimes it's politics. The people I was with were actually co-workers of mine, so we did spend some time talking about work related stuff. And then I happened to mention something about World of Warcraft, and the woman in the couple that I was with had never even heard of World of Warcraft. And it just seems so I mean, even if I had never played it, I had heard about it, and it just seems so bizarre to actually hear somebody had never heard about it. And she also happens to be a very outspoken person. And while I'm not the kind of person who lets someone's opinions change or sway me, it was kind of odd sitting there listening to her talk about my passion and my fun as a complete waste of time. And when I tried to explain to her that I was actually socializing and I was learning things because I was doing this podcast and I was working on my website and I was doing blogging, I could see this blank look come over her face. And I almost wanted to backtrack and like say, make light of it. But it felt like I was being, what's the word, when you cover up who you really are to be accepted. And I've never ever done that in my life before. I've always been me, and been the key I always said is that I don't do anything I want to be ashamed of, therefore I can always proudly proclaim what I do. And I refuse to be ashamed of playing World of Warcraft. And I would advise anyone else who plays it to feel the same way. It is a game that gives me pleasure. And I can't say that there's anything else that has provided so much, as I like to call it, endorphin releasing, as anything else. I've played other games, and I love playing games. I mentioned, and I don't know if all of you have gone back and listened to my whole podcast archives, but I used to play Quake 2 with a friend online, the actual game, not the arena thing. And I've played Marathon, and all of it was like fun, getting through the whole thing. I played a lot of online games, including The Sims Online and Second Life. And nothing was as challenging and continually evolving. And this will bring me to the next topic I want to cover. which is has to do with the fact of what do you decide to do? Somebody asked me that in an email. And in my last podcast, I tried to answer it, but I really want to elaborate on it because this is the thing that's unique to World of Warcraft, is that there are actually so many things to do, and I'm going to go step by step on what I've been doing over the week to kind of elaborate on that. As I talked in my last podcast, about joining a guild, and being in a guild and not being in a guild adds many facets to your play style. I have to say that after playing for a while in a guild and then playing for an even longer while outside a guild, that the guild being in a guild again, that being in a guild really does change and enhance the playing style. It does add a little bit of a little pressure because, like today, I was we were raiding Ironforge, and I really wanted to go and raid Ironforge. But I had my podcast to do, and my little sister wanted to play Scrabble online. She found a great site that lets you play Scrabble online. I'll put the URL in my website for anyone that's a Scrabble fan. We've been trying to find a solution to playing Scrabble, and we had gotten these CDs from Hasbro, and there was all sorts of issues about firewalls and people not being able to join, even though we were giving the right IP address. And so this game is totally web-based, and it lets you play online, and it's really cool. And so I had to spend some time with her, and I was trying to do the raid and play with her, which sounds complicated, but it's really easy when you have two computers running side by side. Even though I was dual boxing, I had my other character running behind me, and so I had to stop, and the raid was really fun. And you only get that kind of a sensation. I'm trying to get back on track. You only get that kind of sensation from being in a guild. You just don't get the same feeling from being solo. But being solo provides a lot of casualness and a lot of, you know, choose when you want to get into the game, when you want to leave the game, and there's less pressure. So you kind of make a trade-off. And I guess the point I'm trying to make is that every trade-off, every decision, everything you do makes the game, changes the game in a way that makes it totally unique. It's a unique experience for each person playing. It's totally unlike, say, playing Halo or even some of those other online games, because this is a more of a static world. And it's a lot like real life. You make a choice and you either have to live with it or change it or do something else. One of the things that I've been wrestling with and I've been having a lot of fun with is juggling all my different characters. I brought over another character. I might have talked about this yet, but I did. I brought over Vale and Iwari. And it's been kind of neat because they add another facet to my being able to provide for the guild and make things for people, which is kind of neat. Vale is an enchanter, and she's been able to do some enchanting things that are really cool. I guess it all depends on what you want to do with your life and what you can sacrifice. I don't want to use the word sacrifice. Put aside to play World of Warcraft. Of course, I probably won't be playing World of Warcraft my whole rest of my life, but during this time of my life, I am finding it extremely enjoyable, extremely challenging, a learning experience, and it is a social activity. There are some things that other people do that they might find satisfying and that I might not find as enjoyable or might consider a waste of time. At one point during this whole conversation with this person, who happens to be a good favorite coworker of mine, I felt not angry, but or maybe a little angry, maybe a little frustrated, that this thing that I enjoy doing that she couldn't relate to, and that she would criticize it, not even fully understanding it. But, of course, it's just a game, and that's what people see it as, it's just a game, and no amount of description for me, no amount of my protesting would change this person's viewpoint of World of Warcraft as a complete waste of time. In fact, anything I did more enthusiastic would probably just make me seem crazy. So I think eventually we just changed the subject and I didn't bring it up again. We came back to our apartment for cake and ice cream, and I know that she must have really thought I was crazy, because in the bathroom I have one of the guides to World of Warcraft, and I laughed afterwards because I'm sure she probably thought, oh, look at her, she's even studying it in here. But it's our choice and it's our pleasure, and I refuse to be ashamed for having something that brings me a lot of joy. Okay, now this brings us to the segment of what I did this week. Well, I spent a lot of time with my buddies in Alea Iacta Est. I was in guild chat when somebody mentioned that they didn't like their name, or someone said their name wasn't role-playing enough. And someone said, well, maybe you should report yourself. And I thought, wow, you know, I had my second character, Control-Alt-Wow, whom I was going to, quote-unquote, and I'm doing air quotes now, retire in Eversong Woods and just set up a camp doing a jewel crafting, and I had actually created a new alt called Jajal, and Jajal was going to come forward, and, you know, because Jajal is much more role-playing than Control-Alt-Wow. When I thought, okay, I'll report myself, and I did, and I reported myself to I opened a ticket, and I said, my name is in violation of the role-playing naming standards. And a little while later, I just totally forgot about it. I logged out. And when I logged back in, it said that I couldn't, that the server was down for people of my particular race, which is a blood elf. And I thought, how weird. But then when I clicked on it again, it actually just said, your name is in violation of the naming rules, and you must change your name. So Control-Alt-Wow is now Ardrion, Ardrion. And I'm very happy with that, because I, like I said, I wasn't very pleased with having Control-Alt-Wow on a role-playing server. Actually, what happened was I was listening to a very good podcast called Role-Playing Tavern. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. And one of the hosts, I think it was Loomis, said that the best way to really embrace role-playing is to have a role-playing type name, and not something that was like you pawned or something I fart, but it would just make role-playing more immersive and more enjoyable if you had a actual name that wasn't a joke. So I have been trying to embrace role-playing. I try to stay in character, not chat out of character. It's sometimes easier to just say, you know, to talk about what's going on in your life, or to say, where's that thing that guy in that quest drops, rather than saying, can someone tell me where the demon is whose head I need to kill and bring back to so-and-so to earn honor, you know. And I know when I do talk like that, and I try to talk like that, it does make the whole role-playing thing a lot easier, and it makes it a lot immersive. and I find myself enjoying it better when someone does digress and start talking about outside things or talking about coordinates or things. I try to turn it into, like, someone wanted to know, how do I get coordinates on the map? And I said, I believe there is a great wizard called Titan who will enchant your vision and allow you to see these coordinates. You can look for them on that thing called the tubes. You know, I just think it's kind of neat, and I'm enjoying it. I did chat with a person who had said in guild chat that they thought role-playing was dumb, and I am them, because I was like, you know, this is a role-playing server, and they made some comment about the fact that they were just there because their father was there, and I don't know, I just think that if you are on a role-playing server and you don't want to role-play, you don't have to role-play, but you can't say it's stupid or criticize other people for doing so, because that's what it's there for, and it's the way somebody wants to play World of Warcraft, and that's their option. We have a very good guild going on with Alea Iacta Est, and one of the things that they did in a few runs, I think I've already talked about the raid we did on Stormwind, and did another one on we were going to try to get to, oh, Menethil Harbor. And that was yesterday's raid. And that was, oh boy, that was so much fun. We ended up in Aberdeen. Oh, we ended up, in Aberdeen. And we got on the boat. We swam. We went through, we started off in Taran Mill and took some great pictures there. And then we went down to South Shore and we swam. And in South Shore, we had a big fight. I got one kill, and I think I got several kills. It was really great. It's hard to explain what it's like. It's just a whole bunch of us and a lot of shooting, and I can imagine if I was in any alliance and something like that happened in my town, it would just, I don't know if I could deal with it. It would be very traumatic. Of course, we're on a role-playing, non-PvP server, so anyone that doesn't want to fight can turn off their PvP. NPCs, such as guards and the hippogriffs, will attack, but even if your PvP is off, if you're of the other faction, but you could... So you can't really go through the town without getting attacked, but if you are in the town and you don't want to fight, you don't have to put on your PvP tag, and you can just look around and see all the crazy horde running around. Then we had to swim and swim and swim till we got to Westfall, and we ran up the road, and it was just really neat seeing a whole string of our guild tag. And we stormed the boat in Menethil Harbor, and ended up in that village outside of Tedrassil. And at that point, it was getting kind of late, so I had to go to bed. But it was fun, and thanks for, I think Lucen organized that one. It was really a nice, fun thing. Okay, enough prattling on. Let's get down to some of the other segments. World of Warcraft news. There's not a lot going on this week. They did release a new crafting item, which is kind of unusual in the middle of the week. It was released today. The schematics were caught for the tin foil hat. It's a bind when pick up item. So that makes it only for engineers. But, I'm sorry, that was the schematic. When you pick this, so when it's an epic drop, it's purple. I guess it binds when you pick it up. Teaches you how to make a tinfoil hat. And the tinfoil hat binds when equipped. It's cloth, it's 10 armor, but minus 10 intellect. And it's plus 10 spirit. It's a blue item, and it requires a level 10, When it's equipped, it hides the wearer's profile from the armory. And also, when it's equipped, it allows the wearer to see the truth. May lead to an uncontrollable urge to share the truth with others. Its use grants the wearer immunity to all forms of mind control for the next 10 seconds, or does it? On behalf of the International Gnomish Conspiracy, I've got to inform you that we're almost out of tinfoil. That's part of the recipe. It requires 99 tin bars, 4 fused wiring, 8 troll tiers, 4 heavy leather, and 1 star ruby. I think it's funny that it showed up on the website today. And I don't know if it's going to be there tomorrow, but it shows a little metal, a little tin foil cap. And there's some more stuff on WoW's website about it. It says the schematic for the tinfoil hat can be obtained by high-level characters from 2 faction-specific vendor NPCs in or around Area 52 that sell the schematic to anyone. The creative masterminds who invented the tinfoil hat, special engineers Skulder and Molly, are extremely suspicious of any and all visitors. They use gnomish cloaking devices and their own tinfoil hats to stay out of sight, and they will only reveal themselves to connoisseurs of their favorite food. Dry mushroom rations for Skulder and dry fruit rations for Molly. These items can be brought in Thralmar and Honor Hole. So obviously there's various steps that you have to take before you can get this. I also think that maybe it might be an April Fool's joke. But if it is, it's a very cute one. Okay, so now we're going to get on to Alt Roundup. I've been all over the place with my alts this week. I've had Aprillion out, and I'm kind of ambivalent about using her. I did use her to work with Ardrian, who used to be Control Alt WoW, and they did some recipes. They did some quests in Crossroads. For 2 reasons. One is Aprillion needed to find silver ore, and the Barrens is one of the places that there are silver ore. I heard that there was some around the Oasis, so we did some of the Oasis quests, the one where you have to get the mushroom fungus and return it to the apothecary at Crossroad, and then take it to Thunder Bluff and give it to somebody in the Spirit Rise in less than 45 minutes. I did this mainly because I wanted to get the Serpent Bloom quest in Wailing Caverns, because I think we're going to be doing Wailing Caverns a couple of times. And I did find some silver ore, and I found some tin ore while we were in the Oasis. And the only other thing was that Aprillion is getting closer and closer to 20. I was thinking I was going to leave her at 19 because I had read and heard that if you're going to do Battlegrounds, you want to be at the top end of the range, which seems kind of silly. If you're lower than, the ranges is between 10 and 19, 20 and 29, 30 and 39. And I guess it's recommended that you not go in the lower range of your range, and that the optimum one is the farther in, which will always be ending in 9. And she's now 19, but every time she's been doing a lot of quests and turning a lot of things in, and she's a couple of bars away from 20. I've taken Aprillion into Warsung Gulch, and although it's been very chaotic, and I don't know how much help she's been, not really knowing how to PvP, I try to do with the hints that I've found on different websites, saying target the casters, or sometimes I listen, you know, of course I listen to the other people in the raid group when they say get the hunters. But I find that Hyperion dies a lot, and she did kill some, and right now she has 4 honor marks, which I also heard that you can't really buy anything good. There's a vendor in Orgrimmar that will buy your, that you can buy stuff with your honor marks, but I guess you can't buy anything really good until you get 30. And I've been a little bit nervous about going into Warsengault because it's just, it's fun, it's exciting, it's a lot like being in the raid with Alea Iacta Est, but it's, you know, with people you don't know, and it's a lot of chaos. But I want to PvP, and in fact, I want to PvP so much that I've actually been working on my 2 PvP players that I have, or alts on Anixia. They're still just level 10, but I think it would be kind of interesting to get them up higher and try to see how PvPing would be on how playing on a PvP server. Now that I have a broader background of World of Warcraft, I think it would be much more enjoyable than when I first started. Randy Deluxe, who is another member of the Instance, has stated that he moved from the role-playing server to another server because a PvP server, because he says that for him, playing World of Warcraft in a non-PvP environment is not fulfilling, mainly because you can literally walk up to an upper level character, even if you're level 5, and do something like fart on them. And he said that's just not right. If it was a PvP server, you couldn't get close to them, or if you did try to insult someone of a higher level, then you'd probably get killed. And I think that it would be interesting to try this part of World of Warcraft now that I understand it better. And also that I would like to do some ganking. I've been ganked, and you know, when you get ganked, you get frustrated and you want to say, oh, that person ganked me. But you know that there's a pleasure in ganking. And so I want to try PvP. I'm still doing the Golden Hatchling thing. I think a few people caught on and tried to do it or is doing it, but not as consistently as I've been doing. I try to keep a gold, a silver, and a red hatchling on the Alliance auction house on both Balgun and on Earthen Ring. And it's been very successful. One of the things I've been able to do is get supplies back to my characters on Earthen Ring. And I'm just stockpiling money on Balgun. I don't even know what I'm going to do with that gold because I don't really play it a lot. But I do figure that one day I'll be going back. And it'll be sitting there waiting for me. It's the funny thing about Alliance Auction House is that it's, well, there's just more Alliance people playing. It's a common fact. And so therefore the auction house is busier and more money pours in. And like today, I got obsessed with spider silk boots. I saw somebody spamming the trade channel with it, and they were selling it for 12 gold. Well, one of the nice things about Alea Iacta Est is that if somebody has a skill, they'll do it for either at cost or nearly at cost. And so I found somebody who could make them, but iridescent pearls were just not to be found on the Horde side. And I actually found 9 on the Alliance side at really wicked cheap prices. So I instantly got it over to Aprilian, and she's going to give it to the tailor on the AIE guild who can make spider silk boots. And it's a blue item, and it has intellect and spirit, which a warlock needs. And Aprilian's really enjoying her warlock. So that brings us to server selection. Okay, today I'm combining server selections and email because I actually got two emails, and one was commenting on the server or giving a server selection, and we'll start with that one. And this one comes from Abkani, A-B-K-A-N-I. I'm sorry if I'm brutalizing your name. And I want to thank you for writing. You've written before, and it's really nice. And you wrote to say that on Azure Mist, bronze bars were selling for 1.5G to 2Gs, or gold pieces, and tin ore was selling from 1.5G to 2G as well. That's very interesting because they're much, much higher on earth and ring, and I'd love to hear what anyone else is getting for those prices, for those items. And my other email comes from a mage. He's a gnome mage on the Cosmoden server in the guild called 789. Cute guild name. He's a 68 gnome mage named Amaging. I love that name. And he writes, I just wanted to start by saying that I love listening to your show. It is great that it comes out more frequently than most other WoW podcasts, and with a little bit of regularity, which is great for me because I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm always looking for more stuff on World of Warcraft. I heard you mention on a recent show that you used only a few add-ins, and most of them were purely cosmetic. I found it amazing that you didn't have one of my favorite add-ons that is almost necessary for alt freaks like yourself. It's called Recipe Radar. I'll put a link to the site in my show notes. And it allows you to see the recipes that are available for all the professions in the zones that you are currently in. Better than that, once you have loaded this program and logged on to each of your tunes, it will remember which recipes each tune already has and what level their profession currently is. Recipe Radar will even show you on a mini-map the general location of where the NPC that can train you or sell you is, and if you use Cartographer with it, it will place a marker on your map as well. There are even more features that you will find useful in this add-on too, and you may wonder how you've been playing so long without it. I'll tell you, Amaging, I hadn't tried this, and at your recommendation I tried it, and it is pretty impressive. It's Recipe Radar. It puts a little button around your mini-map, you can click on it, and one of the things I did was every time I would see an NPC, I would run up to it and check what recipes it had, and this loaded the data into Recipe Radar. And now I can tell who needs what, and I don't have to buy duplicates again, and it's a great add-on. So I would suggest that if you are into alts and you buy a lot of recipes, that you check out Recipe Radar. And like I said, the link will be in the show notes. And thanks again, Amaging, and thanks for listening. I love to hear from people. And it's controlaltwow @gmail.com, CTRLALTWOW @gmail.com. That brings us to the closing thoughts of the show. As I mentioned in the opening segment, I went through a little bit of a questioning about playing World of Warcraft. I would love to hear if anyone else has gone through this, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. It's a very interesting and touchy subject at the same time, because yes, we're not actually making anything or creating anything, but we are building bonds, we are interacting and socializing, and we're enjoying ourselves. And I mean, isn't that what people do in their free time? I mean, yes, I could be out hitting a little ball around playing golf, or you know, learning how to paint or doing yoga. Well, I still go to the gym, so that's not a good comparison. But I'm learning stuff, and I'm enjoying myself, and I'm doing a podcast, although I suppose if I wasn't doing this podcast, I would still enjoy World of Warcraft just as much. I want to give a shout out to my guildmates, Analia Iacta S. I want to thank Lucen and Witch Doctor. And I want to say hey to Ashoya, who is an awesome warlock. I love the fact that we are not pushing, that we're going at our own pace, and I love the role play. I've put together a website about my background of my characters. I'm glad Control Alt WoW is now Ardrion and doesn't have to leave. And I'm enjoying WoW. And I'd like to say to Amaging, who wrote that really nice letter, and also to the people who gave me some good review, and I got another good review on iTunes. Thank you. I do try very hard to make this out every week, just because I think that when I go to try to find a podcast that I really like and it's not there the next week, I feel a little, you know, a little bit less excited. So here I am, and I'll try to stay here and keep listening.